And good morning. Welcome. It's City Edition time here on 1590 KVGB 95.5 FM, the talk of the town. Coming to you from the Mayo Money Management Studios this morning as we get you up to date on what's going on in Great Bend. Pleasure to bring back James Sell. He's Great Bend Network Administrator. We just pick up most of the time where we left off last time because...
Pretty much.
You say, well, okay, we got this project going, and then they got this project done, and then we've got another project that's starting up. So yeah. I guess we'll continue to, along with that discussion. So
sounds good.
Last time we talked, what were you doing then, and what have you got completed since then?
Well, last time we were trying to go it off of memory, but last time we were working on door access control and security cameras in different buildings. So we went ahead and started doing stuff next door. Pretty sure we had that conversation where we were going to use the old PD building.
Yeah.
We changed it. It's now called the North Annex. I don't know if that's going to catch us. But anyway, that's what it's being called right now. We went ahead and started getting things ready there, and we got everybody moved over. But we added door access for over there so that they have door access control to control the doors in and out. And also we added some more at City Hall. And we added cameras at City Hall so we could have video coverage from our building as well as to next door. So we started working on that.
Okay. So film cameras, just a yes. Ballpark figure. How many we got rolling here in town right now?
Well, trying to quick count, we have at least, well, if you're going just off of buildings and departments, we're probably looking at roughly between 40 and 50. Now, if you add the flock cameras, I don't know. I could give you a rough count. There's probably
what
enough
cameras.
The flock, they're flock cameras. They're
okay.
Basically, to read license plates and helps the police department out a little bit. We have probably several others. I won't get into counts for those. That okay. way people don't watch for those. But yeah, we have several of those around, and then. We're adding some other cameras, but I'm not going to bring that up. We have cameras everywhere. We'll just start there.
Just what? Yeah. So is there like a special watch the video department or
several areas kind of okay. have that. And that's what everybody gets. They kind of get like all anxious when we tell them we're putting cameras up. They're like, are you guys just going to sit there and watch us? I'm like, yeah, cause I have nothing else to do. So,
well, I'll apply for that job. I'll just sit there and watch camera video.
Well, it's funny. Several, like over even at next door at the PD building, we have cameras that are, you know, so people can watch certain areas, and they will. They'll just start watching. I'm like, what's today's soap opera showing you? Because I'm like, don't you have something else you should be doing? I mean, the only time I'll check cameras if somebody says that such and such incident happened, or could you pull up some footage because we're curious on, you know, what was going on. Then I'll look at the cameras. I mean, I look at them at least once or twice a week to make sure they're up and running, but I'm not one of those that will probably just sit there and stare at the screen all day.
So do we delete this? I mean, or is this just going into just some larger file?
We actually will keep, well, it varies from depending on department, but like, I think the police will keep theirs roughly 6 months to a year, unless it's a lot of their body cam footage and stuff, that's a different camera system altogether, but they'll keep that for, I think they were telling me, for at least up to 5 to 7 years, depending on if it's case related or something like right. that. For us, just for City Hall and front door and a couple of other places that we have, we'll keep it up to 6 months, you know, but most of our stuff, unless if it's something that comes up where we have to, you know, possibly go to court because of such and such incident, we'll save it off and keep it longer. But
right.
our footage, we're roughly keeping between 3 and 6 months. Nothing terrible.
How much storage does that take?
It's crazy that, you know, depending on like if you're looking at like moving, you know, just moving or just still footage. But like in some areas, we'll have up to 4 terabyte worth of space.
A terabyte. Needed.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Take me through the bytes level.
Well, you start off, it's funny, back when I first started in the computer industry, if you had anything at a gigabyte, you were like amazing. But then basically you start off at 500 like megs or something like that. That's pretty small. You can go smaller than that, but anything usually starts at megabytes. But then when you're really needing bump up, it's gigabytes. But now today's world, it seems like the norm is terabytes. If you have a terabyte, you're set. But that's not always the case for IT and storage and stuff, because several places will have anywhere from 3 to 5 terabytes for what we're using. So it's crazy.
So how high do terabytes go before we move into the next byte category?
To the, I mean, just, that's a lot. I mean, it's crazy because it's, I have a couple of,
there is a level above the terabyte.
There is. And I'm trying to, right now, I can't remember what it's called, but there's another level right above terabyte. I would think bigger corporations or maybe even hospitals go beyond that, but you would have to really be saving a lot to go past several terabytes.
Is this a world we're in now? I mean, there's pretty cameras much everywhere.
I think so. I think, well, I mean, if you're security, you know, security conscious, a lot of people want, not so much to like where people think you're big brother always watching, but mm-hmm. just to cover, you know, to make sure that it's not even just for your business. It can be to help people around your business. Maybe they fell and they're like, well, nobody even saw that. For us, you know, we're trying to cover every little spot that we can. So that way it's helping us, but it's also helping if somebody else around had something happen. We can, like somebody had, you know, for example, we had somebody that out now behind where City Hall is, we have the wreck back there right. in parking. Well, somebody hit their car. Before that, we couldn't really help them, but now we're like, yeah, we have coverage back there now. So something like that would happen, we would be able to say, well, where were you parked and what time? And kind of, you know, try to help them out if we can.
And you follow this. I mean, are there certain communities that are more aggressive? I mean, I'm using the word aggressive. I'm just saying that employ more cameras than others.
I mean, it's funny when we check into camera systems and everything, depending on who you talk to, obviously the bigger cities, cameras everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Hayes is really good at certain areas that they've done, but I mean, I feel like Great Bend in that area, we're trying to be more aggressive just because, like I said, we're trying to cover as much as we can, not just to help us, but just to help the community if we needed to pull up something that maybe nobody thought they could see.
So is the latest technology in cameras coming out and it's the cameras shaped like a limb on an elm tree? Because what kind of vandalism problems do you have with some of these out there?
Man, yeah, we have several areas that we've been putting certain cameras out just to catch more as far as illegal dumping.
Right. Okay.
Stuff like that. But they are pretty good at doing camouflage cameras, just like what you said.
Okay.
Making it look like it's part of the tree. Like City Hall, we have it. It's kind of it's an AI camera, but it's in the tile. You can walk by that tile and not even know that camera's there. It's crazy.
See, I've just asked these questions. People, that's a dumb. No, it's not.
No, it's not really. I mean, they're pretty good. In fact, certain areas you can get a camera that looks like a smoke detector. Nobody's going to think twice about having a smoke detector, but cameras in there and you catching footage. I mean, as a joke, we were going to just tell somebody we got one of those and put a regular smoke detector and they'd be looking at it all day. So
you mentioned AI cameras.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
basically those are pretty advanced, or they can be anyway. They're artificial intelligence. They'll pick up facial and they're able to save certain elements of, you know, that way the next time that face came by, we could input that. And it, depending on how you set your camera system up, they'll follow you throughout like several places that we've demoed these. Well, for example, at a mall, they'll pick your picture up, and if you were shoplifting, they can catch your picture from leaving the building all the way to the parking lot to your car. It's pretty impressive. We don't have that, but I mean, in the City Hall, we do have one just so we could try it out, but we're not following you all the way through our City Hall building out to the car. So
I'm just going to start dressing nice when I go out in public. James Sell, Network Administrator for the City of Great Bend, with us on City Edition. We'll have more after this. James Sell with us, Great Bend Network Administrator. Okay, we talked about everything you want to know about cameras.
Yes.
Going on here on the show today. Okay, current projects that you're working on, James?
Well, we're looking into upgrading our servers and our backup solution. Usually, I probably won't speak for everybody, but most of the time, your servers and backups, what you're running, most of the time you're going to try to get 5 to 7 years out of them. The reason being, eventually your stuff becomes outdated, no longer supported. That's kind of where we're at. We're hitting that threshold where we need to move on from what we're currently running. So I'm working on getting some pricing and some bids out to get a new server and backup solution. And that's always fun talking to several different people to see what they want to offer. They have so many variations of that, but we're looking at probably by the summer to upgrading our current solutions for backups and servers. So it keeps us running. Along with that, we've been adding new switches and upgrading switches and replacing PCs, which I always talk about when we get together. So we've been working on that. Also at the event center, a lot of people hopefully will be happy. We replaced the sound system. They up front in their ballroom area, the current microphone system they had would cut out because it had a bunch of dead spots with the system that they had. Mm-hmm. So we put in a new system that has better coverage with better antennas that we put up in the ceiling. So now that whole big room, you can walk anywhere and no cutting out. So that's nice. We also replaced a projector that was going out with a newer projector that's shouldn't have to change out the lens and everything. So I'm kind of excited about that. Plus it's got HDMI built into it.
So with upgrading servers, and sort of is more technology coming? Like, so you get this one and said, okay, well, another 6 months, there's going to be something even bigger and better.
Yeah, they have so many. That's why it's so fun talking to all the different people that are trying to bid doing this upgrade for us. You have anything where you can do ESXi, which is virtual on location, or you can now do, it's called Azure, which is through, you know, going through AWS, through Amazon, or even Microsoft. But you can pretty much have a server up in the cloud, and everybody that you want to connect to that, you can do that. Plus your backups are in the cloud. A lot of people are starting to push that because right now the cloud's the thing. I mean, everybody wants to do the cloud. Or as I joke, on the line.
Where is this cloud located?
There's several servers located throughout whichever region you get your solution through that will back up to. For instance, you might have a server, they call it on the cloud. You might have a server that you're linked to in Atlanta. That'll back up to another one in Florida. And that one could also back up across to another one in Texas. They're all over. That's why it's kind of considered the cloud, because you never really know exactly where your server, you know, that's their redundancy. Like, let's say they got one of their servers either went down because of maintenance or whatever, or even hacked. They'll just bounce to another one, and you're never really going to be down as far as they're concerned.
And it always brings us to our discussion on the bad guys, right?
Right.
You know, okay, let's see. Mission Impossible. The next episode will be someone's taking over the cameras and the AI systems of a particular town and things like that, you know, out of like a semi trailer parked on the side of some street somewhere.
Right.
Is that here?
I'm hoping not. Okay. I mean, I try to stay on everybody's good side so that hopefully.
No.
It unfortunately it can be. I mean, there's several places even community wise where we've heard people getting hit with ransomware attacks and stuff. It's just, unfortunately, like, it's our job to try to protect the city from that.
Uh-huh.
There's people that's their job to help whoever's trying to get money or whatever they're trying to get out of it. There's people hired. That's all they do. That's what they work on. They try to, you know, either steal information or steal money or whatever they're trying to do.
Is there like a university somewhere that teaches that? I mean,
you know, out of the States, I think there actually is. I think they have schooling
sure
for that. So it's crazy.
Well, probably here it's called the University of CIA
and
things
exactly.
like that. Some of that high level thing. So when you talk about going to the cloud, it's not going up in the cloud, but there's not some satellite up there.
Right.
That's taking
it's
down.
Just basically linked to, basically they link it to a server and whatever location, like I said, your agreement goes to, and they can bounce that to another server. Like, even right now we're using Office 365 through Microsoft, and they have several servers that we bounce off of. It's kind of fun to watch sometimes when we're looking through the firewall to see how the data's coming in and messaging and stuff. We just see which ones it's bouncing off of, because they give you all these numbers. Make sure you're not blocking these, because if you do, you might not get some of your stuff.
James Sell with us, Great Bend Network, City of Great Bend Network administrator with us here on the program. So did you know all this stuff coming? I mean, how much stuff do you learn every day?
Oh,
and how much do you need to learn every day?
It's continuous.
And when do you get time to learn these different things?
That's the challenge right there. No, it's continuously. You're always learning, or you should be if you're going to try to keep up with what you're doing. Obviously, I went to school for it. Started off learning computer code, stuff like that. Then I worked to networking, and then I advanced to learning like even more networking, and then went into cybersecurity, and that's where I got my master's. And then I actually take courses now to learn ethical hacking, pen testing. I'm working
on ethical hacking. Take me back to that one.
Ethical hacking is where you're technically getting permission to hack into somebody's system to show them their weaknesses of their network. So you're getting permission. That's the ethical part. If you're not doing it by getting permission, you're an unethical hacker or black hat type, you know.
So you want to be a good
guy. I want to be the good guy to help protect and, you know, help people understand what they should and shouldn't be doing, I guess.
Okay. Jeez. Okay. They say you learn something on this radio station every day.
That's
and
right.
We always learn a lot when James Sells is on with us. We'll take our final break, come back, and wrap up the show after this. James Sell with us here on City Dish. I always like when James is on too, because, I mean, it's all of us have some device. So give us the, you know, the latest, greatest, and advice for the home computer user today, James.
See, today I actually prepped for this. Other times I've been like, oh, what should I say? Okay. So we've used this at work, but there's a place, it's called VirusTotal. If you ever get a document or a URL that gets sent to you that you think might not be on the up and up or fishy, there's a website called VirusTotal that you can actually go bring up, and you can upload that file or upload the URL that you're kind of not certain about, and it'll scan it for you. And it has like several search and scan engines. Normally it runs up to 20 to 25 scans that it'll do really quickly. And it'll tell you if there's any suspicious activity or potential malicious file. And if there is, obviously you're not going to open it, but if there isn't, you know that it's clean, then you can feel a little bit better about, you know, making that decision, I guess. Another thing is there's a email, like if you have an email and you're always wondering, well, I wonder if my email has been, you know, hacked or put out there where I didn't want people. There's a website called I Have Been, and it's PWNED. It's supposed to be pawned. I have been pawned.com. You can go that and it'll show if your email has been listed out there on anybody's sites as far as trying to get contact information or, just information where they're giving your email out, you know, as far as trying to solicit or, you know, a lot of activity. And obviously I always say this, but you know, make sure you have secure passwords, change your default passwords. If you haven't done that recently, we have a, kind of a policy where we're changing ours every 3 to 4 months. And that's kind of the standard for a lot of people. Other people do it 6 months to a year, but if you haven't changed your password lately, and you think that you could have been hit, definitely want to change your password. So that way, another thing to do is use multi-factor authentication, which is you have a password that you'll put in if you're logging in, but then it's going to normally send you a text, but they're trying to get away from having like a code text to you. They're going to more apps where it'll constantly change the code. That's always something good to do. And a lot of people, I just think this one's funny. A lot of people like to write down their passwords. It's kind of suggested that maybe you use a password manager like Bitwarden or Vault Warden or KeePass. I'm using Bitwarden. It's really nice. It's free. But just because we have so many passwords we use throughout the city, it's kind of a nice tool, because there's no way, especially as I keep getting older, it's harder to remember passwords.
So. I guess so. I know. So what is one thing, I'll let you go, but about having too many, what are they, I can't even explain it. But say you have some subscriptions on all these, like, you know, streaming services and stuff. What are they calling that? It's
like the
crushes or crunches.
I know what you're saying. I just can't think of it.
Well, I'll think of the question next time until I come up and say, well, yeah, it's that thing that's over. Okay. Wow. Good stuff today. So that is VirusTotal.
Yes.
.com.
Yep.
Okay. And then I have been pawned.
Yep. That's
PAWNED.
Actually, it's PWNED. So I have been, and then PWNED.
PWNED.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. The man who's on his way to hosting his own show on weekends when he doesn't have anything else
that's
to do, right?
That's right.
James, thanks so much for being on the show today. Another great show here with James Sell. He comes on with us from the City of Great Bend, also with some helpful hints for you as well. That's City Edition on KVGB.